squad up. Performance talk, we be out here lapping. Max was stabbing on the track with shenanigans. Lewis being great and dabbed up in fashion. Performance talk podcast, Purple Sectors have it. F1 ish and all your updates. Patty Petty T, we got him in all taste. Performance talk podcast, this is where it's happening. Performance talk podcast, this is where it's happening.
You know what they say. Two's a party, three's a crowd. What in the hell is the fourth? All right. What in the hell is the fourth? Two's a party, three's a crowd. What in the hell is the fourth? We got a lot of things popping off. What's going on? Mary Beanie, first member to pop off in the chat. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to Blue Diva. Already up in here. Listen, we got issues. We got problems. We got troubles. Whatever you want to call it, it's not the greatest. Okay. It's not a good thing what's popping off right now. When you come in, hit likes in the chat. Listen, I got something big coming new. Maybe I won't even say big. I'm going to say I got something new coming real soon. Working on the final little details. It's not the new brand drop. That's going to be coming. It's going to be something for content basis. Working on the minor details, but it will be coming and it will be popping off. All right. Also, big shout out to all those VIP members. Latest VIP member getting their box together. As soon as they get in contact with me, Jesse James Bell, make sure to contact me with your shipping address so I can get you your VIP box. You see, it's not up here anymore. That VIP box is sitting waiting to get to you. I do need your shipping address. I do need two different shirt sizes in case I don't have one size in. I'll have another size in and I can get that to you. All right. As a matter of fact, also, no, you are not on the 6 month or more member list just yet. But when you do, that'll be coming your way too. So let's get to this thing. Let's just get to it. But first, let's talk about some of these rooks. All right. We got Logan Sargeant. We got Oscar Piastri. We got Nick DeVries, who's like, he's more like a seasoned, mature rookie, right? Not like so much a rookie. What's up, Musa? He's not so much like a rookie, but he is. You know, he is a rookie, but he's like the senior statesman of all rookies. But their first outing, I think it was something that you should have paid attention to. I think, once again, Oscar Piastri steals the show, but not in a good way. Almost kind of initially like his first time when everything was going out. You know, the custody battle between, you know, Alpine and McLaren, and then working out like the child support payments between McLaren to Alpine. And now we wanted to come in and see if Oscar Piastri was going to like just come in and like boss it up. Not so much. So Logan Sargeant qualified 16th, did finish four spots up at 12th for race results, but did not finish in points. Albon did finish in points, okay? So Albon being the senior guy there still shows that this is why I am the number one driver. Even though this rookie is highly anticipated, the most recent American driver on the grid, I am Albon. I am here. I have been here and I have been providing for you all, and I'm going to provide points the first race up. So big shout out to Albon. Also, Logan not doing too bad there, jumping four spots up from his qualifying position. So that's still a positive movement. We're going to see what happens in Saudi, as Jeddah is a very fast circuit. We're going to see where he ends up at Williams, Logan and Albon, where they take those FW45s, I believe, because Williams has been one of these teams that have hit our grid as far as being like, seeming to come out the gate quite a bit better than last season. We did a video on some things circling that, but still, just period, I think Williams is doing a little bit better at the start of this season than they did last season. All right, a couple of different things there. Oscar Piastri, not so great of an outing for him. Not so great of an outing for McLaren. Not so great since the stemming and ending of their launch, as where they didn't really seem that confident. Maybe this is why. Okay, Oscar Piastri, qualifying in 18th and then finishing last, like pretty much. He DNF'd. That's not Oscar's fault. Okay, Oscar, they had a mechanical issue, steering wheel issues. He comes in to get that changed out. They can't get it rectified, and then they have to go ahead, wheel him in, and his race is over. Lando finished 17th. Lando did not finish in points. Lando did not finish where we think McLaren fashion would finish, probably like top five. They're not a top five team right now as far as I'm concerned, and Lando doesn't even bring points to McLaren first race out, although Alex Albon for Williams does. How's that look for your resume? How you feeling about that? What's going on, Sylvia Wick? What's up, Sean? How you feeling about that? Not too great. That's not that wasn't a great outing for Oscar. It wasn't a great outing for McLaren. I'm not sure they would have did any different had Danny Ric been there. So I would taper to say, you know, Danny Ric probably still, I mean, had a very lackluster performance at McLaren. So that's not boosting his stock any. It's just saying that McLaren hasn't done much to move any damn where. All right. They still need to put in more work. There are a lot of variables and reasons why we could attribute McLaren's lack of performance, and valid reasons as well, you know, with their chamber, their tunnel, their simulator, driver pairing, new driver now, developments kind of being skewed off from regulations being changed. There are some variables in there, but still at the end of the day, I think that we should be able to look at McLaren as a heritage racing team and say, you need to overcome that. These are obstacles that you definitely need to overcome. Mercedes had their obstacles last season. They still made third. They had their obstacles last season. Their drivers still brought home podiums. We're not going to give McLaren any excuses given where they should be and the amount of talent and drivers they've had come through there. There's no excuses for Zach Brown. None. No excuses for McLaren. They got to pick it up. They got to do better, period. Point blank, period. McLaren, you got to do better. All right, that papaya is getting real soiled. It's real rotten. It's like fruit that falls out of the tree, hits the ground, and now it's just mush and ugly. Nobody wants it. If anything, kids probably use it to throw at somebody because they're trying to be mean. That's not something I want to taste. It's not ripe. You got to pick it up, and you need to pick it up soon, all right? Whatever it takes, make it happen. Red Bull did it. They breached the cost cap. Maybe you need to breach this season. Maybe you should consider it. Although Zach very firm on his stance as far as Red Bull cheating in the cost cap. I don't know if that's something he would want to do. If he did, he would be really contradicting himself, his statements, and his position last season. So I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Then we get to Nyck de Vries. Qualified 19th, finished 14th, jumps up five spots. That's still great in 14th. Yuki, surprisingly, finishing ahead of de Vries. I myself thought that that was not going to happen. I honestly thought de Vries would come in, given what he did at Williams and qualifying and as a race result. All right. I thought de Vries would come in and do a bit better. So let me ask you this. Does this say less about de Vries or less about AlphaTauri as a team? Because if de Vries could come off the couch, go into Williams, replacing Albon for a race, qualify, bring home points in that Williams FW44, but then go to AlphaTauri, which is supposed to be a better car, and doesn't finish in points and finishes behind Yuki, who we pretty much thought would not be the better driver, whose helmet Marco discredited Yuki and bigged up Nyck de Vries for being the more established driver and likely coming in as the number one driver, disrespecting Yuki, well, I might say. I didn't agree with that. Silvio Kelly, Merck got a few small updates coming this race, and we going to talk all about it. They do, because there are some things that have taken place that I want to show you all. All right. I want to show you all something, and I'm going to bring it up because I need to get it ready, because it's something that we need to talk about. I'm not sure if indeed the things that are taking place are so random. I'm not positive about that. You got to excuse me. I'm going to bring this up for you all to see so we can check it, because I got it right here. I got it right here in my notes. But you know what? I tell you what, I'm going to bring it up later, but I'm going to get it right now. And then, we'll talk about it. So let me go ahead and get this prepared for when we do bring this up, and then we will actually be able to go ahead and talk to it. So I'm going to go ahead and collect this. And, this is something that I think definitely I'm not so sure if it's random. I'm not so sure if it's random, but I'm going to get it. Bow, got it right there. Let me go ahead and crop it up. Bear with me. Yes, this is like Wolfpack. You were supposed to do this beforehand. You're right. But you know what? I was so excited about coming on talking to you all that I didn't. And I'm doing it now. And that's what kind of matters, right? I get some points for that. I can get a little point for that, right? Not a point deduction. All right, boom. I got it ready. So when it is time, we'll be ready to go. Let me see this. Galacticus, what's up, everybody? So, all right, so let's go ahead and get into this next topic. Yo, I know. I know some of you all in here probably were in the last show and leaving comments as Lewis should go to Ferrari. They are a better team than Mercedes right now. Are you so sure? Are you so sure that Ferrari, fumbling Ferrari, fanatic shenanigans Ferrari is so much a better team right now that Lewis Hamilton would do better there than he would have been at Mercedes? Are you so, so sure? I'm not so sure about that. And I don't think Charles Leclerc is sure either. Okay. David Sanchez definitely ain't sure because he's leaving. And likely we just talked about McLaren. He may be possibly going to McLaren. I don't know if that's for sure yet, but possibly. But are we so sure Ferrari's a better team? Charles is not sure. Charles is requesting to talk to chairman of Ferrari. And you want to know why? You want to know why Charles is requesting this? Charles is requesting this because he's not sure and he wants to know what should he be looking for? What should I be expecting? Because one thing that Charles certainly wasn't expecting was the first race of the season in Saudi to have a damn DNF. I can assure you that. I can assure you that Charles was not expecting to come into the season in 2023 and still seem like he's in 2022, like his damn Groundhog Day. Like he woke up, DNF, go to sleep, DNF, go to sleep. Like, that's crazy. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the movie. What was that movie? The old guard, and one of my favorite actresses in that movie too. But basically, her homegirl got thrown off the side of the ship, drowns, wakes up, drowns again, wakes up, drowns. I mean, the shit's horrible. That's pretty much what Charles is wondering if he's going to go through. Am I about to be DNF this season? Is DNF about to steal away, once again, my possibilities of having a driver championship campaign? Is that what's about to happen? First race of the season, my shit's done. Now, not only that, Charles is looking at facing a penalty going into Saudi. He's facing a penalty going into Saudi, okay? You can only have so many damn, what is it? The store energy units, right? You can only have so many of those energy store units. The SECU, you can only have so many of those, all right? And he's already taken a penalty for having to change going into Saudi. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I did not see yet, the official document has not been posted on that yet, okay? It is said, but until I see the official document, I want to know how many grid penalties he's going to receive. Now, I'm pretty sure it's going to be subtracted off his qualifying position. So wherever he qualifies, he's going to get 5 or 10 or 3, whatever they're going to give him from there. I don't think they're going to send him to the back quite for that. They could, but I don't think so. But it's going to, I mean, what is going on here? What is going on here at Ferrari? Okay, what the hell? Charles is not, Charles, however the hell you want to say it, is not wanting this. That red uniform and that red car is not going to save Charles to stay at Ferrari if this is how they're going to perform. And now you're talking about, you have a car that has picked up a bit more porpoising in this season than you probably anticipated, and your chief engineer is dipping. You're losing a component of your development team. I don't know what you're going to replace that with, but I do know this. Replacements take time to adjust. Nobody's coming right in making a positive impact. Charles wants to talk to the people upstairs so he can say, what the hell is going on? Listen, y'all about to lose me. I told you all, Ferrari is on a make it or break it season with Charles Leclerc. They're on a make it or break it season with Charles Leclerc right now. And you know what? That's not the only issue. You got poor Fred in the mix of all this shit. You got him in the mix of all this. Listen, Fred Vasseur is going through something similar like Dougie. Okay, pretty much NFL coach gets a team. You think it's a great deal, right? Black NFL coaches are not like in plethora, which they should be, but they're not. But how often have we seen that when a black NFL coach gets a head coaching job for an NFL team, there are one or two things are all happening. The teams on the fritz are basically failing and being on rebuild mode. So he gets blamed for that. He gets scapegoated for that. Or the star quarterback doesn't want to be there or gets shipped out, and then the coach gets blamed for that. He gets scapegoated for that. That's pretty much what Fred is. Fred comes in, replacing Bonotto, supposed to be a pick-me-up for Ferrari, right? And everybody's kind of like, oh, yeah, Fred's that guy. He's got the cough. He's going to make it happen. He comes in with the right mentality. But now your star driver is losing confidence in the team. Your star driver is losing confidence in Ferrari. Not only that, but Ferrari is not showing Fred that in areas that Fred cannot impact, Fred is not an engineer. Fred is not an aerodynamicist. Fred is not somebody that working in the head administration office or up there with the chairman. Fred is supposed to be able to play my parts. You're supposed to give me good ass ingredients. You're supposed to go to Whole Foods. You're supposed to go to one of the most exquisite grocery stores and bring me home some of the most farm free range green ingredients that you have. And I'm supposed to make you one of the most awesome Chef Ramsay dinners that in your life. They're not giving Fred those ingredients. They're not giving Fred them ingredients, baby. It ain't happening. Mary Beanie, Merck got a major upgrade coming to Saudi Arabia. Trust me, I know. And Lewis ain't going nowhere, period. Congrats to Musa, 6 months. Thanks, Jay, for the box. You welcome, Mary Beanie. You deserve it. Big fam, appreciate you. Listen, they not shopping at Whole Foods for Fred right now. And if Leclerc is supposed to be some type of, what should I say, some type of ingredient or some type of produce, they leaving him out on the counter and he's spoiling. He's spoiling. That's what's that Ferrari is killing it already. Killing, shooting themselves in the foot. Pow! Pow! Trust me, sound effects coming. Shooting themselves in the foot. And now Fred's got to deal with this. Fred is going to be a scapegoat for this. If Charles leaves, Ferrari fails, fumbles it up, it's not Fred's fault. Fred came in to a cereal that had been left out for 3 weeks. The milk is molded green and it's Cheerios. Nothing about that makes you want to even try to eat that cereal. Maybe if it was Captain Crunch. Maybe if it was Cocoa Puffs. Maybe even if it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Surely Reese's Puffs. But them is Cheerios and the milk is sour. He ain't gonna want that shit. Who want that? Nobody. Nobody want that. Come on. This not Fred's fault. But it's going to be blamed on Fred. Fred's going to take, he's going to bite the bullet for that. See, Fred is in a position that an organization should at least give him 2-3 seasons. Because if the organization comes out like this, your chief engineer bails, your main star driver probably wants to get the hell out of here. You got other situation and departmental changes. Fred should be given the go-kart, like, hey, Fred, ain't nothing you could have done with this. We went shopping at the damn gas station for you to make us a damn beef Wellington. We went shopping at the gas station for your ingredients. I mean, what was we supposed to expect? There's no way you're going to go shopping for Fred's ingredients to make a beef Wellington and then expect him to make you a good one. And then in one day. Last time I went to the restaurant, I have to request in 24 hours time that my beef Wellington be ready for me when I get there. But what, they want Fred to make beef welly in 6 hours with gas station ingredients? You shitting me. Cassius Clay, Aston Martin to be all attraction this weekend and stroll the show. Hey, I don't doubt it. We're going to talk about that too. I do not doubt it. J-Rob, I'm excited to see what Merck speed will be with upgrades this weekend. We're going to talk about it. All right. This is one thing Mercedes probably need to bring back. These separators, hint hint, quote unquote, these separators. But let's get to it. All right, now I'm gonna show you this document. I'm gonna show you a document real quick. I'm gonna bring it over here, and this is the official document. It is there. So as you see right here, it says that after the race, a Bahrain GP car number 63 was randomly chosen among the top 10 cars for most extensive physical inspections. All right. So subject to these physical inspections were driver's clutch pedals, accelerator pedal, as well as all attached sensors, their loom routing, and connections to the SECU. Now, if you don't know what that is a standard electronic control unit, okay? All inspected components were found to be in conformance with the 2023 Formula One technical regulations. So no fault there. Car number 63 is George Russell. Was it so random? I don't know if that was so random. like so random that it's Mercedes, so random that it's George Russell. I don't think that's random. Like random to me would have, like random's random, but that don't seem random. Like first, like it don't seem random. It just doesn't seem random to me. It really doesn't. You know, and this is the day. This is dated 15th of March. It's today. All right. At 17:28 their time today. So if you don't know 17:28, it's 5:28 p.m. That car was inspected. All right. So that's when that document is dated. And we'll see what happens. Now, Mercedes are supposed to be bringing these upgrades, right? Is it so random that they getting these inspections? I don't think so. I don't think it's so random at all. I find it quite funny. I find it quite odd. Let me see who we got right here. Mary Beanie, 9 likes and 124 in the live chat. Smash the like button is 0. Thank you, Mary Beanie. See you people are a little bit disrespectful. You come in here, you don't knock, you don't ring the doorbell, you just barge in my front door, you go to the refrigerator, grab you something to drink, and sit your ass in my recliner. Wrong. Wrong. Hit the like button. It doesn't cost you nothing. Have some manners. I know your parents. I know whoever raised you should have raised you better than that. Hit the like button. That's crazy. Thank you, Mary Beanie. Scott Haley, big shout out for the super sticker. Thank you very much. Saab, what's up? 321. Big shout out for the Czar. We got somebody else in there of South Africa, Africa by ways. Not just Musa. Big shout out to you. So listen, we already know, we've heard a lot of people not so caught up on George Russell. I think you need to table that right now. I think you need to table the George Russell feelings. Mercedes have bigger fish to fry, all right? They have development concerns and challenges. I'm not going to say issues because usually issues are a bit harder to resolve than problems. They got challenges, all right? Although progress made from last season to this season, in the grand scheme of things and in comparison to other teams, really not so much. And now you got Aston Martin, who have literally poked their way into the top four, damn near two out of the first round race, bumping, you know, Mercedes to four in the first race, in his first race, and it's early. But also keep in mind what I said. Testing was still going on first race in Bahrain. I mean, you got aero rakes, flow vis, paint, like all of that. Teams are still testing. Okay. Now I know there's some rumors, there's some words circulating, right? Mercedes likely development car in the last, I'm not going to do all that. What I am going to say is it is highly possible and legitimate, not only Mercedes, but other teams still trying to understand their concepts in real time. All right. In real time. All right. You can't despec garage. I like that too. If Mercedes was too overspin and be successful, would we first harsh punishment for cost cap? Yes, we would see. We would see that. You damn right. We would see the first real harsh punishment for the cost cap. If they went over 500,000, although while meanwhile, Red Bull went over 1.8 million pounds, we're probably going to see a very harsh punishment, and that's going to be crazy to see. That would be there should be a legitimate lawsuit if that happens. A legitimate lawsuit. If Mercedes was to breach the cost cap and they participated, and also then they participated in the dry run, so they should get some leeway. And then they spent way less money breaching than Red Bull, but then receive a stiffer penalty, that would be too asinine shenanigans, okay? Combination asinine shenanigans. That is what that would be to me. Asinine shenanigans. But like I was saying, teams are still testing right now, understanding the development of their cars, understanding the concepts and the philosophies. I am not writing the W14 slim down side pod variation off yet, although I've had my concerns with a part of the development, which would be the wake not being improved to not impact rear tire or aerodynamics, rear of the car, period. I still do believe that there are some areas that Mercedes can clean up in order to make things work. Now, how far that is, I don't legitimately know. I do know if they have it right, the ceiling for their development is by far unknown more so than the typical designs that we're seeing right now for the Red Bull variations. Red Bull, still the strongest car on the grid. Red Bull also, still right now, better performing car. Even coming out, seems they're more reliable than they were last season. Last season, they had reliability issues off the rip through the first few races, and they cleaned it up. This season, not so much. Okay? So that's been cleaned up. But Mercedes is going to be bringing updates. And remember, I said updates are not upgrades until they yield positive progress. So they're bringing updates. What will these updates bring? I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that they bring positive results because I would like to see a four-team battle throughout the rest of the season. Now, let's talk about these rumors, these situations where we talk about Lewis Hamilton not being listened to as far as his input on the development of the W14. I cannot knowingly contradict myself. Remember what I said to absolve Lewis of a situation and conversation we had previously. J-Rob, big shout out. Funny how Merc Bull and Red Bull went over the cost cap and they are the quickest this season, J-Rob. Merc Bull, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one for Aston Martin. That's a pretty, and actually you got to call them like what I said. I got one coming out. I got a video coming out tomorrow. I'm going to one up you, sir. I'm going to raise you on your Aston Martin shenanigans. I'm going to raise you one. Watch the video tomorrow. I'm going to refer to Aston Martin as something else. I like that Merc Bull though. But yeah, I can't knowingly contradict myself. If I contradict myself, it's unknowingly. It happens. Everybody does it. Of course, I'll get most criticized and scrutinized for it because I'm here. My face is out here. I'm black. I'm in Formula One. I'm doing content. Those type of people are going to throw stones at me. But I said, Lewis is not an aerodynamicist. He's not an engineer. Although, the GOAT, most seasoned driver, one of the most seasoned drivers on the grid, also Alonso there, Valtteri there, but championship driver, most out of anybody on the grid. I think that if he tells you something, you probably should listen. But also, Lewis is not sitting in front of a computer doing a bunch of data collection on where we need to go to continue this dominance. But as of right now, Mercedes, if they sat in front of a computer and did all that, their calculations weren't great last season, at least. They're looking shaky at the beginning of this season. We don't know what we're going to see. Do you people realize that we are one race into the season, literally, and all of this shit's been thrown up? Like, Mercedes is dead. They're on their back. They're like cockroaches. They're rats dead in the sewer. They're birds falling from the sky with no feathers. Are you crazy? It's the first race. Calm down. Pump your brakes. Golly, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious right now? I should bash you. I should bash you. It's the first race. I would hate to have you as a supporter with me at a sporting event. Like, the first point scored by the other team, I'm just done. I'm lost. It's over. He's never coming back. Calm down. People who support and haters, calm down. It's just the first race. Now, I know things ain't looking good from last season. But don't forget that team, those two drivers, Lewis Hamilton and George Russell, brought home podiums, and George got a race win with a crap box car. Don't forget that. Don't not forget that. Okay? The drivers they have, the experience they have, the talent they have, they just need to get this engineering development and aerodynamics up to par. The power unit is fine. Power unit's fine. We're not going to sit here and call Aston Martin a faster car because they are using Mercedes power unit. Although, you know, some little wrinkles in there. But the point is, the power unit itself has the capabilities to be fast. There are other variables that are affecting the pace of this car that they need to get right before turning shit all the way up. All right, that's what needs to happen. That's what should happen. If it doesn't happen, Mercedes should be prepared to bail. Okay, but I will say this, Mercedes, and I'm talking directly to you, Mercedes. If any of you watch this, if any of your organization employees ever watch Wolfpack Performance, because you say, oh, that guy's a clown, but he's so funny. Oh my gosh, did you hear how he cussed on the, you see what he's doing, what he said? Any of you watching this, I'm talking to you, Mercedes. You need to get it together fast. Lewis Hamilton, you are costing him time in his career when it is utmost important and very precious and critical. It is no secret that Lewis Hamilton is on the other side of his career, okay? He's entering, the horizon is in sight for him, given what all he's done. If you are going to spend two more seasons with a lackluster design that you do not understand, you are experiencing and exhibiting the inability to fully comprehend what you have designed and get race pace out of it, you owe it to the person who has been in that car, Sir Lewis Hamilton, to find out if we're belling to give him something he can win with now and come back to this, that damn well better be what you should do. Now, I do understand from an organizational standpoint, for one to be only worried about one person to then sacrifice and handicap the development of this team that could probably take us into the next five seasons of dominance, given we sacrifice another season, maybe not the best decision for the whole. But that's just not any person. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Favoritism is real. Seniority is real. Okay? Elder statesmanship is real. Cutting in line is real. And Lewis Hamilton, just like any person. So, yeah, you should. You damn well should. Galacticus, 22 GP, six sprint teams, got time. Just chill. Just chill. Let's settle down. That's what I want to do. Okay, I'm not going to sing anymore. But yeah, just chill. Galactica said it. He said it, just chill. And I sung it. So yeah, just chill. Just chill out. So that's what we got going, all right? That's the news of the day. We're getting ready to go into Saudi. Now, Saudi is one of the fastest circuits on the map, all right? On the schedule. It's a fast circuit, all right? We already knew Mercedes had problems porpoising last season. Now, this is where we're really going to see is if Mercedes have really relieve the porpoising issue or not. Jeddah is going to bring it out. All right. Saudi is going to bring it out. We're going to see it. If the W14 has a porpoising bone in its skeletal, it's going to expose it. Now, how bad that porpoising might be, I don't know. But if Ferrari was porpoising in Bahrain, unless they fix it, they damn sure going to be porpoising in Saudi. I'm just telling you right up right now. Now, I hope we don't run into another situation where this Formula One product and these drivers are once again held hostage somewhere. All right. I don't want to see smoke and bombs in the background of another Formula One GP. I don't want to see that shit again. Whoever you need to check right now, you need to check. Get it together. You hear me, Ben? Whoever y'all need to talk to them, get it together. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be waking up 2-3 in the morning doing a YouTube live on the fact that, you know, bomb black smoke is in the background of the Saudi GP at free practice. Not what I'm trying to do. So this is what we got. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what goes down. I do understand. Hey, they deal. All right. So watch the video tomorrow comes out. I will try to one-up J-Rob on the Aston Martin shots. But to be fair, Jay London, let's see if the FIA start handicapping Red Bull. I doubt it, but we will see. But we're going to have a lot of fun. Don't forget, Quali Kickback. Trivia will be on this Saturday for qualifying. Will Harris won the last one. He had the opportunity to get the spin for a $25 or $50 gift card. He got a $25 gift card, and it was sent out to him. You can, too, participate in Quali Kickback Trivia. If you win, you then also will receive the benefits of me spinning for you to get a $25 or $50 gift card Visa sent to you. You spend it on what you want to spend it on. That's what we're doing here, having fun, giving out money, giving out prizes. Big shout out to Guess Why Ben. He got the Fanatic steering wheel. Myself, Carlos, and Brian are working on a package. We're going to try to get something together. It's coming well. Big shout out to Carlos, ADVR, big supporter of the channel, big donator of the channel. Big shout out to him. I'm going to have something real big coming that I'm going to announce. It's going to take place at the end of the season, but you will not be able to participate in that, nor will you be able to benefit from what's going to happen. I'm talking about over $2,000. I'm talking about over $2,000 worth of shit that you will have the ability to win. $2,000. It's probably close to $2,000. All right. There's going to be something that we're going to do at the end of the season. You can participate, but you will have to be a member of the channel for 6 months or more. So if you want to have the opportunity to participate in that or even hear about it before it happens, you need to go ahead, become a member of the channel, sign up, Because when it comes out, if there's not enough time for you to become a member before it happens, 5 months, you ain't in. If your badge is not green, like Mary Beanie's, like Blue Divas, like Musa's, if your badge is not green like theirs, you're not going to be able to participate. I'm just being real with you right now. It's not going to happen for you. I'm not going to have a big giveaway like this for the fam and not have it inside the circle. You feel me? So if your badge is not green, you will not be able to participate. Carlos, big shout out there. My fam go right there. It is going to be worth your while, okay? We're going to upgrade you. We're going to upgrade you. If you got a D-pad, you really getting upgraded. You think Ben, guess why Ben getting the Fanatic steering wheel or something? Shit, you got another thing coming. This is about to be a big package. You ain't going to have to do nothing but set up. If you can't find a way to get this up and going, something wrong with you. But if you're not a member of the channel for 6 months or more, it ain't going to happen for you. So you better go ahead and start signing up today. You better sign up today so when the news busts out, you're already ahead of the power curve. You know you got your opportunity. And yes, it will be a multiple race situation. All right? The person with the most points at the end of that tournament is going to be blessed beyond what we have blessed people with when it comes to esports. I'm just telling you right now, it's happening. It's going down. So that's it right there. About to get ready. Little one got homework. About to hit that up. I got appointments I got to get to. Therapy appointments and stuff. So I got to get that going. Big shout out Sylvia with Kelly. People need to chill the F out or I'm coming down on you. If she ain't playing, we don't call her Sylvia Wick Kelly for nothing. Yeah, that's like John Wick. You in the chat acting crazy? Pew, 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 pew. Trust me, I used to have my firearms right here on the desk. You know, sometimes, boom, right there. That's what she do. So just get ready, all right? So big shout out to you all. Don't forget to be here. New content video comes out tomorrow. I got a big announcement coming for content on this channel and more. I will get it together. It's going to be announced soon. I'm looking at announcing it next week, all right? We're going to have a schedule on that. As soon as I get everything together, that's going to be bomb. Also, the new drop. The new clothing line that's going to be coming out for everybody to buy. Because remember, you can't buy this shirt. This design shirt, Performance Talk shirt, only comes in VIP boxes. Okay. The other shirt, the Green Wolf Pack, that's only available for family members with the green badge once they reach 6 months. But this line is going to be for everybody, and rightfully so, because I think it really embodies what we like here. All right. And it's one of my quotes on it. And, I think you all will like it, but it's going to be available and you see it. So everything's still in the works for that. We're working to upgrade, update, and become bigger and better as we go. Okay. Hello, fam. Forza Ferrari. All right. So big shout out to y'all. I'm out of here. Peace and love. Boom.